Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speaker Services, and thanks for listening in to our podcast today. We are going to talk about putting a new twist on sending your speaker one sheet. Sending your speaker one sheet is still important today and is one of your top marketing pieces. All speakers should have one on hand and digitally and hard copy. All right, staying ahead of the pack is what will get you noticed. So will your uniqueness, your creativity, and the special attention that you give to each and every single proposal you submit. Now, here's my idea for you. Of course, research is very important. Find an event that's perfect for you and get ready to send your one sheet to the planner. Now, be sure that you locate the right person to send it to. Even if that means, you know, making a few phone calls. Be diligent and patient, okay? Don't rush this process. Now, once you've found your very best contact person, put your one sheet in an envelope, large enough so that you don't have to fold it. A colored envelope, I always say, is your best choice. You just need to look. If you do not use a colored envelope, use maybe like a colored pen. Okay, and I want you to hand write the address information on the envelope. When you hand write the address, it shows you're interested in that job and have, you know, just taken the extra time to be personable. Okay, so you know this already, right? But how about this? Before you send out your one sheet, you're going to customize it for each planner and each event. All right, you will already have a template for it. So to make the customization, it's going to be an easy thing to do. Or you can just have someone change it up for you. However you do this, your goal here is to meet the very specific needs of that event. You want to show the planner that you did do your homework and bullet the benefits for that very specific audience and the takeaways. Okay, bam! Now you have made a personal connection in your attempt to land this job. The planner sees the extra steps that you have taken, and it makes them very comfortable in hiring someone who, you know, went the extra mile to make a one sheet specifically for them. You have now become that purple cow in the field. Your one sheet should already be done, and you should only need to tweak a few things and adjust the copy to make it target specific. All right, now this takes a minimal amount of time and can translate into huge results. Now wait, I'm not done. The best is yet to come. Because I'm a huge advocate of all speakers showcasing video clips on their website, this is a must now, okay? You simply cannot be without one. I want you to do a quick, say 2 to 4 minute video, not any longer, specifically for this event. All right, sit down in front of your computer and record yourself talking to the planner, just as if you were sitting in their office. Now, don't go over 4 minutes. You might lose the planner's attention. Just briefly say, hi, you know, introduce yourself, tell them quickly why you're a perfect fit for their event, and please stay away from the, I did this, and I am this, and I rubbed shoulders with, and none of that chatter, all right? Just talk only about how you can help their audience and the takeaways they will leave this planner's event with. That's it. Quick, simple, takes no time at all. Well, a little bit of very well invested time. Now, what you're going to want to do is put this video on a very special web page on your website all by itself specifically for this planner, okay? Then add the video URL to that web page, front and center on the one sheet that you created. Mm-hmm. Don't hide the URL, it must be prominent on the one sheet, as this will help make you stand out from the crowd. You see how that works? pretty awesome, right? Now you try it. Remember, your video doesn't need to be perfect, but try and make it as professional yet personable as possible. You know, most computers are going to come with Windows Movie Maker, which is a free platform for you to do simple edits. It won't render the professional styles, but enough to make your video look polished. Whatever the case, this process, you know, it should take no longer than 15 minutes total, and it's going to increase your chances of hire by tenfold. So best of luck, and do take your time and be very target specific to each and every event you submit for. On a side note, I do want to make myself clear, and that is to only send the one sheet when trying to get a job or future ones. All right, do not send proposals unless specified and there is a call for speakers open. No DVDs, not a bunch of marketing material. Most times it's just not going to get read or reviewed. So a simple, well-designed, eye-catching, target-specific one sheet with the video URL on it is going to be perfect. Okay, it's going to be just enough. And that's it for this podcast, and thank you for listening in.